For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Junction Company live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. So the NFL draft kicks off tomorrow night, people, in Green Bay. All eyes will be on what Adam Peters is doing to help build the Commanders roster. Got some audio of him before the draft. He was asked on whether he hopes on trading back from that 29th pick or possibly the 61st pick to accumulate extra picks, because they have dealt a lot of those away by bringing in Laremy Tunsil, Deebo Samuel to help the offense, and Marshawn Lattimore to upgrade the cornerback room.
We talked about this at the owners' meetings a little bit, and you're really open to everything, and you're open to moving up if the right moves up. If Abdul Carter falls to 27, I might want to try to move up too and get him. but I mean, if there's a great player that we want to sit and pick, we'll do that. But if there's an opportunity to move back, then we're certainly open to that too. You know, with five picks, like you said, that's something you'd like to do, is add picks. But you always have to have somebody who wants to come up too, and we'll find that out. We're making those calls this week, and we'll have an idea of who wants to come up and if we want to do that. And we'll also have an idea of who wants to move back in the first round ahead of us, and so we'll know what we can do there.
Look at Adam Peters. He's got jokes prepared and ready to go about Abdul Carter slipping down the draft board. I mean, every mock draft I've seen, and I've seen probably 200 of them, has Abdul Carter going either two or three. So, I mean, clearly joking that he would drop to 27.
Of course he was kidding.
Everybody knew that.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody could chuckle out of that one.
Right. He's by far everybody's top edge rusher, right? Abdul Carter.
Yes.
Some people think he's the best player in a draft. Some people think it's Travis Hunter. Who of the top prospects have the biggest question marks, like because of character or some sort of arrest or some sort of pending litigation? Are there any of those guys?
Well, we talked a little bit about yesterday. It was James Pierce, the edge rusher out of Tennessee. Some people have him as the number one most talented overall player in the draft, but he's got, you know, maturity issues.
Also, Mike Green out of Marshall.
Yep.
Similar.
He's a stud.
He's a stud, but he had, I believe, multiple sexual assault accusations. I don't believe there's been any sort of convictions.
I think I heard
him.
Kimes say, because again, I always listen to Kimes' podcast. I always want to recommend that. I thought I heard him say that they do like Green and that they've brought him in. I think he was maybe part of the Top Golf, and they've definitely interviewed him a few times. So it doesn't mean they're going to take him, but they're at least interested in him, the player, and probably trying to get to know him. And sometimes that makes you think, maybe they're not putting a lot of stock in some of these accusations or whatever. I don't know.
Well, we just don't know what happened. I mean,
I'm
sure they dive into you know, the accusation.
But
and
if they
find
thought
the
that it was like, yeah, like some so horrible thing, and he's off their board, they wouldn't even bother.
Well, yeah, but you would hear that from multiple media outlets. If if Mike Green had these accusations that were, you know, valid, well, he'd be off everybody's board.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but so he's
I'm
not.
They're not putting a ton of stock into him, I think.
Right.
I think they
so
think.
I would assume that there's nothing there, but, you know, I have no idea.
I mean, I think if he's still there at 29, that Peters would seriously consider adding him.
Right. He led the nation in sacks.
Yeah. And like, that's a guy that would have to intrigue you.
When I watched him play Tech this year, Tech blew him out, but he was awesome defensively. I think he had 2 or 3 sacks in that game.
I think that for me, I don't know about for you guys, the intriguing name that might set the tone for the way the first round goes is Shedeur Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was listening. I think it was Grant and Danny. I think it was them when I was driving around, and they had a guy on, and he said he didn't think he'd get past the Raiders. That Pete Carroll would take him, even though they just signed Geno.
I find that hard to believe. Like
he said,
you're going to bring in Geno and extend him, and then you're going to use your number 6 pick on Shedeur Sanders. That would blow my mind.
The idea was it's the Jordan Love deal, and that you have him stay there. You learn behind Geno for a couple years, and Brady's got a good relationship apparently with Deion. In a couple years, Deion could take over as the head guy potentially.
Yeah, I don't know. that seems a little out there.
But I would agree with you. I would think that.
But I think he could be a guy. And also, everybody thinks also New Orleans could take him.
At 9?
Possible.
So, I mean, he could. I'm not convinced that he's dropping out of the first round. I know Jonathan Jones had that.
I'm not convinced he's going to, but I won't be surprised one bit if he is available in the early second round. I wouldn't be shocked if he's picked it.
I would think if he's still on the board late first, let's just say at 29, that someone's going to take a shot at him. And someone's going to jump up.
I think somebody else pointed this out. I can't remember where I saw it also. Sorry, I can't remember all these things I'm seeing, but it just researching so much about all this that someone said, you know, Shedeur Sanders, by the end of the season, it was between him and Cam Ward. He hasn't thrown a pass since. And now he's dropped out of the first round in some people's minds. Like, what is going on here?
I know. It's people study every single play
or
every single throw.
Or they're just trying to, you know, lower his value so he slides to them.
Like trying to sabotage his value.
And we've talked about this, it just depends on who you talk to. I mean, some people,
of course.
Mel Kiper loves him. Loves him.
I like him more than Cam Ward.
But
Cam Ward's arm is out. Who blows everybody away.
Who did we have on the show earlier this week who thought he was undraftable?
Oh, it was a first-round mock.
Daniel Kelly.
Daniel Kelly.
Yeah, so it just kind of depends on – it's eyes of the beholder, man.
This quote is getting circulated on a lot of these NFL rumor sites, so who knows how much you can read into it. But an NFL assistant coach on Colorado's Shedeur Sanders, this is recently.
I think I saw this. This is crazy.
Quote, "The worst formal interview I've ever been in my life. He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is he's not that good." End quote.
I saw that, and that quote just it doesn't make sense to me. I've seen him interviewed a bunch of times. I think he seems like a pretty grounded kid, relatively speaking, considering his environment.
Again, I mean,
nice kid.
Seems like it, but we've never talked to him behind closed doors.
No, but I see him in interviews, and I see how he handles himself. I can make a calculated guess.
Maybe, but it wouldn't be unprecedented.
No.
I remember Jimmy Clausen was supposed to go number 2 overall. Right. Mel Kiper had him number 2 on his overall, and he went in the second round.
I mean, would it surprise you if Deion Sanders' kid is brash and seemed entitled in a sit-down interview with like NFL brass?
I've seen him in other interviews. And he seems like a normal kid. Yes, for me, it would. I would be. Now, on the face of it, it makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah.
But having seen that kid do a few interviews, he doesn't strike me as that kind of
kid. If I'm an NFL GM and I have a gaping hole at quarterback, I'd be terrified to draft him. I'd be terrified.
Why? All he did was put up numbers, protect the football,
yeah,
and did a pretty good job of winning. pretty good job of winning. It's a mediocre program.
I don't know how much I buy into his high completion percentage. Like, it might be artificial.
How about his low interception percentage?
Well, part of that goes into, if he's not pushing the ball downfield a lot, you're not going to throw a lot of picks. That would be my response. So I would just be worried. If I had to turn it in cards and say Shador Sanders, and I worried about my job prospects over the next 3 or 4 years.
Even though he's been highly productive.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with it.
Really?
Seems like a lot of too many red flags. I
think I'm Team Kuiper on this one.
I might have to just go safe and try to get my man Kirk.
I'd be worried about all of these guys.
That's also true.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like last year. Right. You know, where you felt pretty confident.
This quarterback class is not the class of 24.
Right, you felt pretty confident about the majority of those guys last year. I'd be worried about all of them.
All right, let's get back to what Peter.
I mean, Tennessee took Will Levis first pick in the second round.
Awful pick.
He's gone.
Yep.
I mean, he's a backup.
Mm-hmm. This is Adam Peters on the possibility of taking a wide receiver at number 29.
Yeah, I think really every team every year is a little bit different, right? And so we're really just what's the best player that's going to help us now and in the future. And because that room's going to change next year, just like every other room in our building's going to change each year. It's going to evolve. So, you know, if the best player, we think it's the player that's going to help us more than any other position, then we won't hesitate to take that.
So he said nothing.
That's basically him just saying,
he's not
going to
give anything.
He said nothing.
I mean, if you ask him, would you take a wide receiver at 29, he's not going to say, yes, I'm going to take Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State. You know, he's not going to tip his hand.
Well, the thing is that, and Kime also pointed this out, is that quarterbacks, obviously, super valuable. You get them in their rookie contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wide receivers are kind of in that realm, too. If you get an elite wide receiver and you could get 5 years out of them before you have to pay them.
What a bargain.
At other positions, it's not necessarily that same way, right? They don't get paid that way, like running backs. It's not some great bargain.
Mm-hmm.
So there could be value there to someone if you think he's could be an elite guy.
Yeah, if you hit
plug and play.
You hit on that wide receiver in the late first round, you pair him up with Terry McLaurin, with Jaden throwing him the ball,
mm-hmm.
could be a good combination. So we'll have to see if that's the direction that they take.
You can't have too many really good receivers.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Put it this way. A receiver would put lead in my pencil.
Yeah, would definitely help.
I'm going to have that category, lead in my pencil, guys.
Okay.
Should give that to Kuiper.
Yeah. He can steal. He can have that one for free.
Yeah. Tell Mel he can have that for free. Lead in my pencil, guys.
Give you a credit.
Yes.
I mean, you have to be credited.
Just mention me once.
That's all you need.
Lead in my pencil guy.
Need those ADs.
He's a lead in my pencil guy.
All right. The last bit of audio we have on Peters during his press conference. What does BPA, best available player, mean to Adam Peters?
Yeah, I think it's probably just the best fit for our team, you know, in terms of how they fit in our locker room, how they fit in our scheme and what we're looking for. So that could be any position, right? So, you know, kind of, I don't want to keep saying this because Ben made fun of me for saying this, but you know, we're in a position where we can take the best available and we can stay true to our board, and so we feel really good about that, and so we don't have to reach for a position that we feel we need that we may be talking ourselves into.
So no reaching like that.
Stick
to your board.
You had a comment, Valdez, so you're chiming over there talking to yourself.
I don't think it's gonna be Edge.
Yeah, too. Too mainstream, like just.
What's your vibe?
I think you might be right.
I think they're going to take Malachi Starks, safety out of Georgia.
Okay,
I think he's going to kind of slip in the draft, and he's one of those athletic freak safety types.
You love athletic freak safeties. You like, is it Imanwori, the dude out of
South Carolina?
You love him.
I think Starks is the one that's going to drop, and it's going to fall right into their laps.
Why is he going to drop, though? Why is he going to be somebody that drops?
Just need.
But he doesn't have a checkered past or anything, does he?
No.
No.
There's no character issues with him. No.
But everyone, I mean, he's like a three-time all SEC safety, started 3 years in Georgia.
Can't go wrong taking defensive players from Georgia either.
And then there's a lot of players saying like he's one of the most athletic, best players on the board. And it's not necessarily a need. And I think it's going to fall right into their lap. I don't think Adam's dead set on an edge just because they need an edge.
Oh, I don't think that either. I don't think that either.
I know, but I think a lot of people,
I think people
see that
think
as a glaring.
It's our biggest need, but I don't think that means they're going to take him in the first round.
That's something the Ron era would do, is that they would put all of their eggs in this position basket. Adam doesn't do that.
No, I agree with that. I remember last year when they made all of their picks, I didn't understand them at the time, and it ended up being great. You know what I mean? They weren't prioritized in the way I would prioritize.
Ron takes Jamin Davis because they have a void at linebacker. Mm-hmm. Adam doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of got to get over this fact that we don't have a pass rusher, so let's go out there and
but if there's a great one that you can get, they'll take one. There's a great one they think they can get.
If there's a good pass rusher on the board, but there's a better position, a different position player available, they're going to take the better position player. If it's better,
depends on the position. I think I'm not convinced they'll take a higher ranked linebacker. I'm not convinced.
I think they would. I think they would do anything but quarterback.
I agree with that. I mean, obviously they're not picking quarterback.
I could see a possibility where they don't take a single edge in the draft based off of their board.
Who knows?
Maybe, but
no, who knows what's on their board?
They do need help in that.
I think Adam is so dedicated to his board and his scouting that he's not going to reach for something.
Yeah, but let's say have the ninth guy on his board and the 10th guy on his board, and one's an edge and one is a D tackle. I think he might lean the edge.
I don't know. Well, especially since
you know what I'm saying, like in a similar situation.
If you're splitting hairs, then you would go with the position of need.
Yeah.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
I definitely am not convinced they're going to take an edge at one. An edge would be one of my top three, but I'm not, you know. I'm actually hoping over the last few weeks that they take a receiver. I'm actually working up a lather for that.
Like it. I like the way you're thinking.
I still think they're going to trade out.
That's what Drab thinks, too.
I think they're going to trade out at 29.
All right, but don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we will give our dream top players, our top three each, that we think is going to be available for the Commanders if they make their pick at number 29. We're going to be realistic. We're not going to, you know, think Ashton Gentry or somebody
is going to fall Travis
to them
Hunter
at 29. So we'll do that coming up at 8 o'clock here on The Fan.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.